Welcome to AM Best Audio.
The Predict and Prevent podcast addresses some of the biggest risk challenges facing society today. The podcast is hosted by Peter Miller, who also happens to be the president and CEO of the Institutes. He explores what predict and prevent means, why it's urgently needed, and how cutting-edge technology and resiliency are making it a reality. In each episode, leading experts and business leaders share the tools and strategies that are proving successful. He joins us now. Peter, so glad you could join us today.
Thank you, as always, John. I appreciate the chance to be here.
So, Peter, tell us a little bit about the podcast and what the impetus was for putting it together.
So, we talk about risk management and specifically predict and prevent. So, the idea that insurance has always been about detect and repair and to help people recover from losses. But what if we could help prevent losses? So predict and have an understanding of what losses may occur and then prevent them from occurring. So that was sort of the idea behind the podcast.
How long have you been doing it, Peter? How many episodes have you been doing?
We've been doing it in seasons. We have about 17, 18 episodes right now. And the idea that, you know, we started doing it now because there's a kind of a confluence of different factors, including technology and ability to get more data, that really kind of made this an appropriate time, I think, to do that.
17 episodes, sounds like you've been pretty busy. What sort of subject matter do you tackle?
So it's all around, how do we help people interested in risk management and insurance understand how can they serve their customers by understanding the risks that the customers face and things that they can do to help, you know, prevent an accident or a loss from occurring. So some topics would be around workers' comp. So in other words, we had a guest on that said, here's some technology that we can use in a warehouse to get real-time feedback of how people are standing or driving a forklift in order to say, well, that's not a great behavior. And then how can we stop it in real time? We had one that was really kind of near and dear to my heart. We had a firm come on. It was actually a group of ex-Navy SEALs, and they had developed a technology that they could look at images of people on cameras as they were entering schools and see if there was a risk that they had a gun, a concealed weapon, so that then they could notify the school and maybe a mass shooting doesn't occur, for example. We've had them come in. There was another company that came in and had AI that could sit in the cab of a truck and look at the driver and see, well, are they going to fall asleep or were they distracted? And that technology has actually resulted in about a 60% drop in accidents. So those are some of the things that we've been doing. And again, the theme is, how can we understand risk, figure out how to predict it, and then prevent it?
Fascinating. Tell us about some of the other guests that you may have had.
Yeah, so some really great ones. One is from IBHS, Roy Wright. And they have done a lot around building codes, but also removal of brush and a fire safe zone around homes so that, you know, if a wildfire comes through, you can see it. If you ever look at videos, that people who adopt these standards don't have a loss even in a big wildfire. So there's been a wide variety of guests. We've had people come in from different lines of business, commercial lines. We had a guy come in, and they had developed technology, which is, you know, this is becoming more commonplace, to predict when pipes break and to shut off water. And then we actually had a guy that owns real estate. He owns a lot of commercial properties, and really gave a good testimonial on the cost of implementing this technology versus if he didn't and he had a loss. And it's about, for him, was about 15x. So a $1 investment in this technology saved him about $15 in losses.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Now, who are you finding your listeners to be?
Listeners all over, frankly, the industry. And about half the podcast listeners are outside the U.S., interestingly. So it's all parts of the industry. We find that people in carriers are using it to be able to understand their risk more completely, and then to talk to brokers or to their customers about some of the mitigation efforts that they can undertake. We've also had brokers provide information, predict and prevent information to their customers so that they have a broader spectrum of risk management solutions. So it's really across the whole industry and frankly around the world.
Are you finding that your listeners are engaging with you? Or are they giving you any sort of feedback?
Getting a lot of feedback, yeah, because we put out a newsletter as well. So we're getting good feedback because I think there's an understanding really of a couple things going on, right? There's a protection gap developing. We've seen inflation drive up rates and we've seen, you know, and loss costs. So I think there's an awareness that, you know, there's not enough premium to cover all potential losses. So I think people in the industry are recognizing, well, the best loss is the one that never happens. And how can we employ technologies in order to help our policyholders and to make them delighted by telling them, look, here's some losses you can face and here's some techniques and technologies that you can apply so that you don't have a loss in the first place. So across the whole industry and getting really good feedback on it.
That's great. So Peter, what are some of the big questions that you're hoping to maybe answer with your podcast?
So just an understanding of first thing we want to do is make sure that people are aware of this, right? And to say, well, these technologies are coming out, and then to apply them in use cases so that they're practical. So people in the industry can attach a technology and a solution to an actual problem and make people aware of that. And then spur some innovation on what other things could be done to help predict and prevent losses.
Peter, you know, there's so much information out there these days. Everybody seems to have a blog. Everybody's got a Substack. Everybody's got a YouTube channel. Everybody's got a podcast now. How do you cut through all the white noise?
There's a lot of white noise. And I think what we try to say is go to trusted sources. So when we research, we understand, what we really research these topics very directly. And we believe we, like AM Best, are a trusted source of information so people can come to us because, you know, we're Switzerland. We're neutral in the industry. We don't favor any one part of the industry or anything like that. So you have to really be, diligent and be exhaustive about the things that you're researching. And in our case, we certainly want to make sure we maintain our reputation and that we provide information that's truthful and useful.
Any future plans for the podcast?
We're going to continue. I think we'll continue to look at predict and prevent and then talk a lot about how AI tools, the pluses and minuses of using those tools and continued examination of the different risk management techniques that can be used to help predict and prevent losses. So I'm very excited about it. I think it's a huge opportunity for the industry to go from detect and repair to continue to go to predict and prevent. And it helps society and it helps customers. So I'm very excited about it.
Best of luck going forward. Peter, as always, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thanks again. As always, I appreciate it.
That was Peter Miller, President and CEO of the Institutes. The name of the podcast is Predict and Prevent. And I'm John Weber for Best Review Magazine.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.